Hello and welcome to my Tuesday conference call, where every Tuesday, as I've said in the past, I show everyone on the call how to move more freight, how to do it effectively, how to do it productively, how to do it profitably. Today I'm going to go off a little bit, back to my motivation mode. I love it when I give a motivation call out there to those that are on here listening to the call. Let's talk about motivation, or specifically just moving forward and utilizing our best practices. If you've got your email open to that list of attachments that I have down on the bottom, let's go ahead and start with the first one. Is our goal to be productive? Is our goal to perform at our best? Or is our goal just to be ordinary? Well, I'll tell you this, if your goal is to be ordinary, you might as well search for a new profession, because if you're going to be ordinary in this profession, you will not last long, or you will not be productive or profitable to where you can say, hey, I am doing great here. Let's talk about what it's like if we're ordinary. Let's open that second attachment here, which basically is titled An Ordinary Freight Agent. Now, some of you aren't even to this point, but when I talk about an ordinary freight agent, I'm talking about somebody that's been at it for a while, that's been at it for 1-2 years. And this is basically an ordinary freight agent. It's a freight agent that just sits there and coasts along. They don't do anything to increase their business. Here's what they do. First of all, these are the aspects of an ordinary freight agent. First of all, they have no spiritual, mental, or physical motivation. They think that just because they're putting a headset on their head that they're being productive. Well, typically, they've got none of these motivation aspects. Here's another thing. Ordinary freight agents have no list of written goals to accomplish. They have nothing that's laid out for today that they're going to follow. Here's another thing. They have no sales and marketing system in place. In general, they just wing it. Now, I'm not talking about a starter here. I'm talking about somebody that's been around for a little bit. And here's basically their results. They cover 1-2 loads a day. Now, some of you are thinking, boy, I wish I would do that. But this is what an ordinary person, an ordinary freight sales agent does after being in this profession for a while. They cover about 1-2 loads a day. They move 5-10 loads per week, and they move 20-40 loads per month. My question to you is this. Is your goal to be ordinary, or is your goal to be extraordinary? Let's move on from there. Go ahead and open up that third attachment there. Let me read this. Taking the required steps to live your dreams and do what you desire in life will cost you, whatever that is. Even if your goal is to be ordinary, whatever it is, it's going to cost you. Is it going to be, you know, a little or a lot? Well, it depends on what you're doing. But let me read on here. You'll have to work hard and make sacrifices to keep learning and growing and changing. Here's the question. Are you willing to pay that price? Are you willing to make more phone calls? Are you willing to knock on more doors? Are you willing to see or speak to more people? Are you willing to pay the price? Know this, most people will not. Most people will not keep calling. I mean calling, actually picking up the phone and keep calling the same person week after week after week. Ask them, what are your challenging lanes? What are you moving this week? Most people won't. The question is, will you? Let me say that again. Are you willing to pay that price? Most people won't. Will you? Moving on, folks, let's talk about the actions of top-performing freight sales agents. This is what top-performing freight sales agents do to keep increasing their business. These are the actions that they take. There's about 17 of them. I'm going to go through each one individually with you, but before that, allow me to say this. People wonder what separates a top-performing salesperson from the rest of the pack. In most cases, sometimes in all cases, it's because they apply a number of successful actions in their daily routine. Here's my list of best actions of top performing freight sales agents. What do they do? The first thing they do is they set high targets and goals. Here's an example. I'm going to get 5 new contacts today. I'm going to get 6 new contacts today. I'm going to follow up with 5 new contacts this day and every day. So they set high targets and goals. Top performers don't wait for their manager or their overseer to issue an annual or quarterly quota. They set their own goals that are usually more ambitious than the rest or any corporate targets. So number one, they set high targets. Here's a second thing that top performing freight sales agents do. They carefully plan their quarter, their month, their week, as well as their daily schedule. Every single day, they don't just go into it winging it, which is what an ordinary freight sales agent does. Let me say it again. They carefully plan their quarter, month, and week, as well as their daily schedule. Too many salespeople fly by the seat of their pants and only look at the day or week ahead instead of planning their month and quarter. Here's what they do. They look at the big picture. They look down the road a week, a month, a year. Number three, they set objectives for every sales call. Every single call they go into, whether it be a cold call, this is a call where they're actually picking up the phone and dialing numbers. They set objectives for every call that they have. It's essential to know exactly what you want to accomplish before you make your call. And that's either face-to-face or by the telephone. They don't just go into the call winging it. They have a specific objective. They've collected research. They know what they're going to say to this individual. Is it going to be word for word? No, because every individual on the other end of the line is different. But at least they have an objective going in, knowing what they're going to say, what they're going to mention. Hey, this lane, that location, whatever it may be, they set objectives for each call. Number four, they ask high-value questions that probe to the heart of the issue. It sounds simple, but most freight agents fail at this and ask weak, feeble questions. Now, if you go into a call and just say what's moving today, at least say it with gumption. At least say it with power. If you just say, what's moving today, nobody's going to pay attention. So even if you're going to say that at the minimum level, say it with power. Top performers are comfortable asking tough questions that make their prospects think. So top performers, they ask high-value questions. Number five, they listen carefully to what their prospects and customers say instead of waiting for their turn to speak to their customer. You can ask all the questions in the world, but if you don't hear what your prospect is saying, you won't be able to present the proper solution to them. Number six, they clarify the issue when they're unclear of what their prospect means. People often say things that are unclear, and most freight agents assume that they know what their prospects mean. So they clarify. Top performers clarify an issue. Top performers take the time to fully understand by asking, what do you mean by that, when they don't understand what the prospect is saying? Or, can you clarify what you just said for me? So they clarify the issue when they're unclear of what their prospect means. Number seven, they wait to present their product, their service, their solution, or idea until they know exactly what their prospect situation is. The majority of freight agents jump too quickly into their sales pitch, but top performers are patient and wait for the right moment. So they wait to present their product or service, especially their solution or their idea. Number eight, They begin every sales presentation with a recap of their understanding of the prospect situation. Again, a simple concept, but one that is greatly ignored by many freight agents. They begin every sales presentation with a recap. If you had a conversation a week ago about a certain lane, well, that's part of your recap. Hey, we spoke about that lane last week. Are you still moving that? Do you still have a problem with that? Recap from what you said or what you talked about earlier. A quick summary of your customer situation gives you the opportunity to ensure that your presentation addresses their key issues and challenges. Number 9, top performers know how to adapt their sales presentation if their prospect situation has changed. Again, going back to that recap, you talk about that recap and they say, we don't do that lane anymore. Okay. What new lanes are you doing? What lanes are you having a problem with? They adapt their sales presentation when the situation has changed. Making changes on the fly is challenging, but it's one way to stand out from your competition. So learn how to modify your presentation when your customer situation has changed from the time you initially met to the time you're delivering your presentation and their freight. Number 10, then how to properly and effectively position their product, service, or and their solution. The vast majority of freight agents fail miserably at this. They talk, but usually end up talking about aspects of their freight service or solution that have little or no relevance to their customer situation. So they know how to properly and effectively position their product, service, especially their solution. Number 11, let's move on. Their sales presentations focus on the prospect. How many times do I remind you by saying it is not about us, it is all about our prospect, it's all about our customer. Most sales presentations focus on the seller's company, their product, or the other trivial information that is of no interest to the customer. Reassuring this one more time, focus on the prospect. Number 12. High performers are prepared for potential objections, and top performers anticipate objections and plan their responses before they make their sales call. So they're prepared for objections and ready to answer when they get them. Number 13, they always establish the next steps. Decision makers are busier than ever, which means they are more difficult to connect with. Avoid losing contact with a prospect by agreeing on the next steps after every single sales call you make. Do this in face-to-face meetings and your telephone calls as well. One second. Can you see how specific I'm getting on these? Because this is what top performers do. Number 14, they follow up after the initial call or meeting. Not just once, but many times. Many a sales call has been lost because the freight agent failed to follow up after the initial phone call. You cannot rely on your prospect or customer to call you. You have to take this initiative, set this up during your call and or your meeting. Number 15, high performers prospect continually to keep their pipeline full. How many times have I repeated myself? Minimum 3 new contacts a day. And again, that is just the minimum. It's not uncommon for freight agents to experience peaks and valleys in our sales. Who can agree with this? Who will disagree with it? Very few people. This is usually a result of failing to prospect for new business on a regular basis. That's why we get peaks and valleys, because we failed to prospect on a regular basis. Avoid these highs and lows and schedule time to prospect for new business every day and every week. Number 16, moving on. is high performers always deal with the shipping decision maker. You know, they don't deal with the gatekeeper. They don't deal with the secretary. Believe me, these folks have their value, but they deal directly with the shipping decision maker. Dealing with people who have little or no buying authority is a waste of time. However, many freight agents fall into this trap because it's easier to connect with people other than the decision maker. Why would you do that if it's not going to get you anywhere? That may be true, however, in the long run, they end up wasting their time because they don't close any deals. Hold on a second. Last, number 17, they look for ways to keep in touch. Let me say that again. Number 17, high performers look for ways to keep in touch with their customers. Our sales are not one-time deals. You must find ways to keep your name in your customer's mind to prevent a competitor from squeezing in. And believe me, we want to think that none of our competitors are calling our prospects, but guaranteed they're being called just like you called them one day. So we must find ways to keep in touch with our customers. Top performers incorporate this into their schedule and make this a priority. Here, one of your main priorities is to stick out in your customer's mind on a daily basis. So, actions. Top performing freight sales agents. There are many more. These are the top 17 that I came up with. Start working on many of them today. Let's move on from here. Let's go ahead and open that next document or that next attachment that I have. And all these attachments that I'm going to go over with to finish up the call here have something to do with what I just went over. So go ahead and open that next attachment. What does it say? It says whatever. And this, again, this ties into what I just went over. Whatever you vividly imagine, ardently desire, sincerely believe, and enthusiastically act upon will inevitably come to pass. Now, several aspects of this thing here. First of all, you have to imagine. Second thing is you have to desire. Third is you have to believe. The fourth, and that goes hand in hand with what I talked about today, is you have to act upon those three aspects before. So this is how it usually comes down. Hold on a second, folks. Whatever you imagine, whatever you desire, whatever you believe, but most of all, whatever you enthusiastically act upon will inevitably come to pass. If your goal is to be ordinary, you're going to get ordinary results. If your goal is to be extraordinary, you will obtain extraordinary results. You just have to imagine, desire, believe, and act upon whatever it is your goals are. Moving on, folks. Let's open that next attachment, and that is, let's face it, we're going to hit obstacles in our path as we embark upon these desires and goals. And every top performer goes through the same thing. What do they hit? They hit brick walls. And believe me, brick walls are there for a reason. They give us a chance to show how badly we desire something. One more time, they're there for a reason. But on the flip side, they give us a chance, the opportunity to show how badly we desire something. Everything that we do in life will cost us something. We will hit brick walls along the way. Even ordinary folks hit brick walls. But if your desire is to be extraordinary, your walls will be that much more difficult. I'm telling you the truth. You're going to hit them. But boy, when you work your way through them, that's when you truly feel that you've got this going on, that success is, and it's happening now, and it's down the road as well. Moving on, folks, let's move on to this next attachment. This is a line that I picked up from our LDI founder, who's not with us anymore, Dennis Brown. But one time, Dennis said to me one day, being broke is a choice. In life, we make our choices. If we choose to be exceptional and we take exceptional actions, we're going to achieve exceptional results. But if your desires to be ordinary or subpar, chances are, if you'd make those choices, you will be broke. And here's the thing. It's a choice. It's a choice to be broke, or it's a choice to become successful and financially well off. It's your choice, though. Moving on to the last great quote from a well-known industrialist from the first part of the 20th century, Henry Ford. Henry Ford said basically this: whether you think you can or you can't, you're always right. Whatever choice you make in life, whether it be to move forward, to be successful, to work through your brick walls, to work through those actions, to become successful, whatever it is you think you can or you can't, you will be right, because whatever it is you can or you can't and act upon, your results will be indicative. So, whether you think you can or can't, you will always be right. My main focus here on this call, folks, is to focus on those top performers, those actions of top performing freight sales agents. I mean, they're spelled out right there for you, at least 17 right there. Boy, if you ever want to wonder why are other folks more successful than me, just go to those actions, file that document away, and bring it out, post it on your wall, read it every single day. A lot of us can relate to that. I know a lot of you folks are on your way, but those are 17 top actions that high-performing freight sale agents perform every single day. Okay, thanks for joining the call today. If you have any questions after this call, if your desire is to become a top-flight freight agent, and you have not announced yourself, any calls regarding selling, if you require some motivation, I've got some for you, then call the office here at 626-309-9141. If you have any questions involving our top flight LDI freight system, again, the same number. You'll call and ask for Maria or Marilyn at 626-309-9141. One more time, any questions, 626-309-9141. Been a pleasure talking to each and every one of you. Take care. God bless. Start taking those actions today that I just went over with. See you down the line, folks. Take care. God bless. And goodbye.